pay, the price is high.
Way high.
But through Christ you'll survive, don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Amen.
That old wheel, gonna roll around once more when it does.
And when it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
Play it, Paul, for the boy.
There'll be times hard to control, and you'll find you'll hurt down in your soul. There'll be those who'll be glad to see you down, but don't give in.
Amen.
That old wheel will roll around again. That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
When it does,
it will even up the score. Don't be weak.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does.
It will even up the score.
Don't be weak.
As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in.
That old wheel will roll around again.
Good morning, Remnant, and welcome to Coffee with the Radio Ranch Wranglers, coming to you live this, it's a bright and sunny Saturday morning, February 25th, almost done with February 2023, and we've got a full crew for you this morning, and we'll bring everybody on. Brother Paul, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Brother Zach, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And Jason, down in Colorado, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And Remnant, all over, from sea to shining sea, north, south, east, west. A little early on the west coast, and, well, maybe you've had your breakfast on the east coast. It's that time of the day. But we do welcome you, and we say good morning. We thank you for joining us. We know from the phone calls and the emails and the letters that we get that there are people that join us all over. Even up in Canada and, of course, on the website all over the world, it is certainly available. So we welcome you, and we say thanks for joining us. And we've got our coffee, and we've got our Bibles, and looking forward to a good morning to glorify God and to have some good fellowship. But we're going to open up in prayer, and Jason, we'll ask you if you would open us up in prayer this morning.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we ask for your blessing upon this program. We pray that you lead us, guide us, and direct us. And Lord, we cry out to you for you to save America again, just as the song says. Lord, we ask, Father, that you save your people, that you do a mighty and an awesome work in your people, through your people, and allow your people to be a blessing to the rest of the world, just as your word says, Father. We pray that you use us in a mighty and powerful way, and those that war with us, those that fight with us, those that just continue to fight against your people, your word, your kingdom. We pray, Father, that you deal with them as you see fit, that you remove them from our midst, that you send your angels to go to bind them, bundle them, and escort them to the pits of hell. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, Remnant, we hope you're reading your Bible. If you are, with the Bible reading plan, you're getting through the beginning of Numbers. Sometimes these things, I know when we read them, sometimes they may seem like, why is that in there? And could it be more detailed? And why is all that detail there? And we've shared with you before, I think, that it Keep in mind, I think that it points that our God is a God of order. And remember, he was teaching a people and presenting to a people that had been in captivity for, 400 years. And so they didn't know. So he was setting things down, writing things down to let them know, do this and don't do that. And it's pretty much that simple. And so if you are reading the Bible, try to get through some of those more mundane, seemingly drier type of explanations, because it is all for our learning and our education and our edification. And there's nothing in there wasted, and really nothing that contradicts itself. It all fits together. It all works together. Anyway, didn't know if anybody had anything they wanted to lead off on. I'll sure throw it out there.
Yeah, I wanted to start off with, so we just recently redid this Scriptures for America information pack. And I'll tell you what, it's got just some really, really good information on it. I think the whole value on it, $55, $60, with all the booklets and pamphlets and everything that are included in it, and we're offering it for $25. And, you know, right there on the cover of it, it says, you know, what is your biblical heritage? ? Is your family tree in the Bible? Who are the Holy Land Jews? What are the 10 lost tribes of Israel? Who is the remnant? Are you a true Israelite? Is water baptism necessary? Can everyone be redeemed? What is and plus the pluses and minuses of taking communion? And then it goes on to say, is truth really stranger than fiction? This packet reveals vital Bible truths that have been kept from you for generations. Yet some of it may seem stranger than fiction. Every statement is supported with undeniable scriptural references. Is Scriptures for America really a cult? Or is this a prophetic ministry exposing hidden Bible truths for the last days? Now you can know the truth. And, I mean, in it, we've added a couple of things to it, but we've got How to Become a Christian, a book by Pastor Peters, The Bible Story, Abrahamic Covenant, which is another fantastic book, and if nobody has ordered the Abrahamic Covenant, I suggest that they do that. It's got The Roots from Abraham to America, DVD, which was an interview that Pastor Peters did with Ray Capp years ago. And really does a good job explaining from an archaeological standpoint on, you know, how America plays into this whole Bible prophecy deal. Communion is Potential Blessings, Curses, and Needs, another book that's in there, and The Greatest Discovery of Our Age. And it's just got a lot of really, really good information in it. And you know, for $25, I encourage people to order it. You know, it's something that you can hand somebody and tell them, you know, study this, read this, learn it. You know, it'll keep them busy for a while, and they'll have a completely new outlook when they're done going through it. We're calling it the Scriptures for America Information Pack. You can order it online. You can call us. You can write to us. Scriptures for America, Post Office Box 766. Before Colorado 80535 to get it. You can go to the website scripturesforamerica.org, and it's life changing. And there's been several people that I've talked to over the years that have got this from us, and they said basically it just completely changed their life. And you know, I challenge if there's anybody that you're trying to minister to, trying to teach the truth to, I suggest you get it for them. Go from there, because it's a really good bang for the buck.
That sounds like the packet that somebody I think we all know gave me that packet like 15 years ago. And you know, Jason, you're absolutely right. It'll change your life if you don't have a good Christian foundation. And you know, like me personally, and this is just my testimony on that packet. I had read my Bible personally two times. I had been deep into studying it, and when that packet was handed to me, and you can do all kinds of cross references. I mean, me, if I'm going to do something, now this is me personally, if I'm going to do something, I'm like a bloodhound. I will not stop until I go over every log, turn over every rock. I mean, I'm going, and I was cross referencing everything that E. Raymond Capp was saying. I was cross referencing everything that Pastor Peters had written.
It kept you busy for a while, books. Didn't it?
Oh, geez, I think it was like 3 months, and I've never been the same. And I'm
it changed your life, though, didn't it?
Oh, it did, and it was. I mean, it gave me the foundation that I needed. But the thing of it was, I was cross referencing with the Bible, and what it did, E. Raymond Capp and Pastor Peters, I think those were the two main authors of that packet, and I don't remember, because now we're like, I'm going back like 15 years. I realized everything that I had been taught was incorrect. And it was because I didn't know my history. I didn't understand my biblical history. I didn't understand who I was.
And because you've been lied to.
Biblically that I was there, that, you know, it's you, bud. It is you. You're the one that's got this problem. And, you know, and I had to come out, and I had, you know, I mean, it's a great packet, so it's a great tool. So I would strongly suggest it to anybody out there. I mean, it's a great tool. That's what I got to say about that.
Amen. Well, guys, let's try the phone lines this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee.
Good morning, Rick, and the rest of the boys there. This is Floyd out here on the West Coast early in the morning. The sun ain't risen yet here. As far as the communication with China, a lot of us are woke up to the idea, but there's still way too many that are not woke up to the idea that the communist China is overtaken. And the new leader, that's not a communist, he don't want to speak to the Biden administration. That's all that's about. We know that new leader, he's been talking to Trump, you know, but our lying media ain't going to tell that. But as far as this train derailment, that's all done on purpose, because the evil that we need to pray you know, to pray against the wickedness in high places. Well, that's what the wickedness in high places is doing. They've done it on purpose again, just like 9-1-1. They're trying to kill off people. They're trying to get control of us. I believe there's going to be a great event happening that some of God's people are going to do I believe they're doing it already. They just haven't announced it to everybody. To overcome that wickedness in high places. That's what I believe is going on here. You know, I'll yield at that. I'm going to let people dwell on that one.
Yep, Floyd, I think you're right. You know, and more people are seeing these very things. They're seeing these events not as just happenstance, not as just circumstantial. Well, you know, things happen, but as and especially this train wreck, and many people that haven't had their eyes opened are seeing this. I saw this one post that says, you know, in today's world, you know, our government tells you gas stoves are harmful, but a toxic cloud of vinyl chloride floating around, that's safe. That's okay. It's okay if that dumps in the Ohio River and affects a fourth of the drinking water of the U.S. population. That's okay. The Ohio River's a big river. It's flowing. It's got a lot of water. It'll dilute that stuff out. That's the official response. You know, if you or I were out there fishing and dropped a capful of that stuff in there, they'd lock us up and throw away the key, tell us we were domestic terrorists trying to poison the environment, on and on and on. But it is a good thing, because, like you said, Floyd, it's what the enemy does. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. And we see it. It's frustrating when you see something and your neighbor or your family member or your friend doesn't. But more of those people are starting to see that there is an enemy, that they come to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's what they're doing. It is. Well, Floyd, thanks for the call out there on the West Coast. Hope you have some good coffee this morning. Well, Remnant, the phone lines are open. 307-745-5913. If you want to give a call. And, you know, this inflation, they call it Biden inflation anymore. But it, depending on who you listen to and where you look, if you listen to National Public Radio, they'll just laugh about it and tell you that, yeah, the Dow's down 300 points, but all is just fantastic. And they'll tell you that with a smile in their voice. But, you know, if you have to do things like put gasoline in your car, and I know we're about $3.50 a gallon out here still, $3.46, I think, the last time I filled up. And so that certainly hasn't come down. And food still up about 30%. And seeing quite a bit. Talked to the manager at the local grocery store here just this week, and she said, you know, it seems like, and I saw this on a report as well on the news, that people are buying less, and there's less to buy, and that's working in both ways. That people are they're cutting back on, they're having to cut back. Because unlike what Uncle Joe Biden says, you know, people's take-home pay has not gone up. It just hasn't. And it certainly hasn't gone up any to meet this, you know, the high rise in food, fuel, you know, everything that's there, whether it's propane, natural gas, electricity to heat your home. You know, or gasoline for your vehicles, and food, just in the grocery stores. It you know, whether it's a big box store or a local mom and pop, the prices continue to go up, and you know, those in the government just kind of laugh about it and seem to ignore it. Are you guys seeing that out there, kind of in the where you guys are at up there in Michigan?
Well, the Bible says that your money will turn to dross. This bubble had to pop somehow. You know, you can't, yeah, so we raise our wages. We just keep going in the wrong direction. And it's going the other way. You know, people are buying less. They're getting more conservative because of necessity. But this had to happen. And, you know, Uncle Joe is God's servant. So I guess we got the government we deserve. This country's been infiltrated. Look how much China owns in this country. Look how much Brazil owns in this country. Major part of our function, these foreigners own it. Now, who let them in? All your good old Bushes and none of them son of a bitches all the way back to Eisenhower and beyond were traitors. They sold this country out. All of the pharmaceuticals are basically coming out of China. Now, when they shut them off, well, that'll be a panic. So, we've sold some bad seed, this country has, for quite some time.
Amen.
Well, Katie and I were driving down the road this morning, and you know, we were sitting there, we were talking, and I went off on a rant, and I was talking about there's a couple of dairy farmers around that were offering jobs out, and they were starting people out at like $11 an hour, and I was like, you have to value people's time a little bit more than $11 an hour. Like, what are you going to, like, what is that person going to do? You know? So I think there's like a little bit of give in there, because I kind of see both sides of the coin on that. I mean, if some, you know, and then they sit there and complain, well, nobody wants to work for them. And it's like, well, who would want to get covered in cow manure for $11 an hour and they got to work 12 hours in order to fill their gas tank? And then they sit there and wonder why, you know, nobody's pounding on their door to get hired too. So, you know, I think if you're a small business owner, you have to value people's time. And if you don't value people's time, because, and especially like if you're an Israelite and you value people's time, then God will bless you. And, you know, like, you got to get the whole picture, too. I mean, you don't have to, like, doggone. I mean, I know it's tough out there, but, you know, I see a lot of people that don't do that. And, you know, I kind of hope they go broke. I'm sorry, I do. Because, like, you got to care about, if you're going to engage into a relationship, a working relationship with somebody, like, you got to, it's that person's job as an employer to make sure that, you know, everything's tip-top on their end. So, I mean, that's just my opinion. I don't know. I might have ruffled some feathers, but I guess I don't really care. So, but, you know, work more than 8 hours a day, too. So. Did I lose everybody?
No, just thinking about that, you know, I mean, the Bible teaches us to do that, you know, to what? To love our neighbor. We're to love Christ and love our neighbor. And, you know, and do unto others, treat others the way you want to be treated. And that really goes, you know, it goes around. In the Bible days, the New Testament talks about, where is it there, you know, slaves, do this, be this way. And masters, they're supposed to be a certain way, you know, to treat people. And that's part of it, you know, to realize that, you know, you need to, you know, you need to offer and you hear this from the enemy a lot, you know, a livable wage. But, you know, there's a limit, but there does need to be, there sure could be a better balance of, of pay and expectations of work, especially for those type of entry-level jobs, you know, where there's really a minimal amount of skill, whether they're opening a gate to let cows in, or to, you know, scoop manure out of the pen or whatever it is. But, you know, to try to keep up and to with this Biden inflation that's going on, you know, it is a hard thing for employers as well to do that. It's a tough situation. I think it is. And has valid points on both sides.
You know, I was driving down the road and I was talking with my boy, and, you know, and he was asking me about, like, when he moves out and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, really what everything boils down to, you have to take accountability for your actions and always put the best foot forward. And if you hold to those rules, things in life will go well for you. If you do not, then, you know, it's not going to be so good. It's going to be a rough go. And, you know, and I'm not saying for people to be responsible and this and that. I mean, this is just what, like, and I'm just talking about the things that I see and the things that I've, like, that when I've, you know, in my adult life that I've experienced and have had to go through. And, you know, I mean, because life isn't easy, but, and still, you know, like, I was at the grocery store last week, and yeah, it's true. Eggs at the grocery store are $5-6. You know, it is. But then on the other hand, you can get some farm fresh ones for the same price from your neighbor.
Amen.
So if you put your best foot forward, God will see you through.
Amen. Amen. And trust in Him, and do those things like you said. Find a neighbor that's producing eggs. And I mean, if you can't have them, find a neighbor, support a neighbor that does. Because if you look, you'll find a neighbor that does, and more than likely, producing a few more than they can use, and willing to sell a few, and you know, that you talk about supporting the local economy. Yeah, you pay your neighbor whatever it is, $3, $4, $5 a dozen for eggs, and you know, you multiply that out, that goes a long way. It really does. I think we had mentioned here a few weeks back that we thought that might have been what some of the problem with the feed was, that, you know, so many of the neighbors, people were looking to neighbors and to their own backyard for raising eggs, that I think it's gotten the attention, you know, the attention of the enemy.
Well, that's what Amazon is all about, destroying the local economy. You know, it's put small businesses out of business and stuff like that. They're running at a $2 billion loss last quarter, but that's, they know they're doing what they're doing, and they're doing it to destroy the local economy. You know, you go back when back in the 50s, my dad would not let my mother go to Myers because she had to go to the local grocery store and support that. I mean, he understood that right from word go.
Right.
So Myers is a big around here, and they were, they ended up open 7 days a week and stuff like that. But they destroyed a lot of little stores and towns, and it's just gotten worse, so, or better, whatever way it's going. You know, a local economy is very important to a strong country, you know, and that's taking care of your neighbor and it's basic. You know, we all have to eat, we all have to do things and stuff like that. But buy local wherever you can.
Yeah, I agree. I like walking in there and seeing the people that own the stores and stuff like that and talking to them. And you know, I mean, they're happy that you're there. You know, like I've been to farmers markets and you never see a group of people like the vendors that are so excited to be selling the products that they produced and that they grew, you know, and they're so proud of it. And, you know, yeah, it might cost you a little bit more, but doggone, like the people worked hard for that. And I got no problem. Like I'll buy your potatoes. I you know, it's just, they're thrilled to be there and they're thrilled that you're there, you know, and you don't get that. If you treat your neighbor right, they notice and they'll reciprocate the favor for sure. I think so.
Yeah, I had recently had a talk with the girl that we've been getting our eggs from, and you know, she was still wanting to charge us $2 a dozen for eggs, and I talked to her and I said, you know, I said, and your feed prices haven't went up. Oh yeah, they went up, and you know, and this prices went up, and this prices went up, and I said, you know, I said, you still got, you know, cheap eggs. I said, but you know, I can get better eggs from you than I can get at the store, and I want to pay you $6 a dozen. Oh, that's way too much money. And I'm like, that's what I can buy cheap eggs for at the store. And I said, it's worth everything. I mean, it's you know, the best bang for your buck when it comes to a protein pound are buying eggs. And, you know, I think they're healthy, and my family uses a lot of eggs. You know, my children eat, you know, eggs pretty much every morning. And, you know, and it's, you know, and she was just, I mean, she didn't understand, and she's like, well, you're just, you know, she's like, I don't want that much, I'll do it for that. And I'm like, no, I'm like, you know, this is the deal. If you want me to buy eggs from you, you're going to take $6 a dozen, because I want to be able to continue to buy eggs from you in the future, and you're going to go broke if you don't raise your prices.
Right.
Run the numbers.
That's right. And that's a, you know, that's an education in itself, like you said, Jason, for that lady, whoever that is. You know, that they need to realize, you have to realize that on both sides. That's almost like that employer and employee type of relationship that Zach, you were talking about. That, you know, you have to realize that on both sides. You know, the employer has to realize he's got to pay a living wage, and the employee has to realize that, you know, he's got to give a good day's work for a good day's pay. It's as simple as that, and probably have a couple side hustles going as well. You know, just like those people with eggs and stuff, that it is costing more and more. Feed is up. You know, we talked about it. The power bill is up to keep them from freezing this time of year, to keep the water warm, and everything is. And you can't beat you know, the last generation, you know, pastor used to have, they had, he had the old song Homegrown Tomatoes, you know, and he'd talk about that, oh, geez, 40 years ago. But, you know, a homegrown egg, there's just no comparison to what you get in the store. You know, the color of the yolk, the protein that's there, much better, much fresher. You know, we had this, and we've sent dozens of them out, this report about the link to the multiple studies showing that the egg yolk antibodies block the binding of the multiple SARS-CoV-19 spike protein. You know, that was the big deal about the spike proteins. And so, you know, reports, egg yolk immunoglobulin targeting SARS as a entry blocker. I mean, reports from the National Institute of Health, from UC Davis, places like that. You know, Stanford University. And anyway, we've sent a bunch of them out. We reprinted it, made the link. I can send you the link on email or be able to just send you this. And it's not anything that we probably didn't know. It's just more proof. It's just more proof. And the best eggs you'll get are if you can find them local. Either have them yourself or find them local. And it is. It's not only good for you, it powers, like we said, the local economy. And yeah, Zach, when you were talking about the farmers markets and, you know, walking into places and seeing people, the pride that they have in producing a good product, whether it's a good a bunch of eggs or good meat on the shelf or raw milk or whatever it is, it is different. It's better. I'm so looking forward to the farmers markets out here. I think of one. There's a lady that comes over from Cheyenne to the farmers markets that her and her husband are older. They're kind of semi-retired, and they produce honey, you know, Wyoming honey. And, oh, it's some of the best stuff. And yeah, when you get it from her, you see that they're just there's that almost a glow, that pride in a not a boastful pride, not a bad pride, but pride in a job well done, in knowing that they've, you know, they've worked hard for this product, and it's blessing them, and it's going to be a blessing, you know, to others. People don't realize it, but it's a blessing when you buy that stuff as well, you know, from those local people. Well, again, Remnant, phone lines are open this morning, 307-745-5913. If you'd like to give a call.
I remember Paul told me a long time ago that when you're engaged in a deal with somebody, like, you have to care about the other person in the deal, if it's fair and profitable for them as well. And that's something that's always stuck with me. And I always thought if people thought that way and actually acted that way more often, or like if they like, then, you know, this world would be a lot better place, because people always want to see, like, you know, they want to see what they can get for the least amount. And I'm not saying being reckless with your money, you know, I'm not saying that, but, you know, you got to care about everybody in the deal. And, you know, like we were talking about, well, Amazon, this and that. And, you know, as you know, people are just, I understand, like, they're trying to make their money stretch. I get that too. You know, I mean, it is a difficult situation, but sometimes you just got to walk in blind faith, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, you got to be concerned for your neighbor. So that's what I got to say about that topic.
That's called love your neighbor yourself, is what that amounts to. You want to make it a little shorter.
That's right. That's right. And you know, I'm sure you've seen it, Zach. I know I have. You know, when somebody has something for sale, say it's a vehicle, that is the best vehicle that was ever made. You know, the best model, the smoothest running, the most dependable. I mean, there's never been a better vehicle than this vehicle that I've got for sale. You know, and so it demands top price. But then you do the flip side, And if you were wanting to buy that vehicle, oh man, that's a piece of junk. You know, that you shouldn't have, you shouldn't, I wouldn't give you half what you're asking for. That thing is just, you know, and that's how human nature is. Just the opposite of what you're saying, Zach. You know, if I got something for sale, most people, oh, it's, this is the best ever. And if I'm buying it, oh, I want the bottom dollar. And most people don't think that way, Zach, that you're talking about. You know, hey, to be fair to all involved, just like Jason said, hey, these eggs are worth this, and this is what, you know, I'm paying. It's just as simple as that. You know, the Bible talks about fair weights and balances, weights and whatever, and I think that that's what it alludes to. Paul?
Just weights and measures.
Weights and measures, right. Just weights and measures. And we don't think too much about that, you know, in the big grand scheme of things, but it's pretty big in the grand scheme of things. It is, because it's just like you said, Paul, it's loving your neighbor as yourself, you know, and it goes beyond that, making sure that we're fair with our neighbor, but also, you know what, if I love my neighbor as myself, well, I sure don't want any harm to come to me, to my wife, to my family. Well, then I should want that for my neighbor as well. And so when we have an enemy that is wanting to steal, kill, and destroy, we should not want them to, you know, do all we can to keep them from stealing, killing, and destroying us and ours, but also our neighbor, you know, that love for them. Let's try the phone lines again. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee with the Wranglers.
Good morning. Gentlemen, I'm Kevin in Ohio, and your discussion is really the Christian way. For over 20 years, I've been sourcing all my food from local growers, beef, chicken, everything, lamb, and eggs, everything, and milk. And I think you're talking the right way, dealing with the producer. It's just a gem in my life. And there are some places that I noticed that people know that no one's watching them, and they don't do the right thing. And I think one of the main places is I have to go to a restaurant maybe two times a week just to get out. I live by myself, widower. Anyway, waitresses, when people go to restaurants, so many people skip out and leave a buck, you know. And the couple of restaurants I go to, my waitresses bring me my coffee when I walk in the door, you know, things like that, because I tip very generously. And then anywhere I go to a shop or get service, especially like a tire shop, I'll pay the bill, but I'll look at the workers in the garage. I'll walk up to them and give them a 5 or a 10 every time. I believe it's the things that you do when no one's looking to tell your character. And it's just right to want people to do better so that there's all people don't help the other people out. You see all the help wanted signs at places that you know, people really aren't supporting. So who wants to work there? And lastly, you can't beat eggs. I eat a half a dozen at least every other day for breakfast, and they're power packed. Now, I want to say thank you very much, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, Kevin.
Any comment on?
No, I think you're right on, and I think that you know, it reminded me what you were talking about was. It reminded me of how Pastor used to talk about when he was growing up, you know, in America in the 50s. And it seemed like it was a whole lot more like that then. You know, that people did. They cared for one another, and they took care of one another. And, you know.
That is certainly right. I was growing up in the 50s, too.
Yeah, and in the darkness that this world has become, what a difference just simple things like that make. you know, little things, you know. You know, like that waitress that you know, you just don't know what they're going through. And that's not, I don't care where you're at, that's not a real high-paying job for the most part.
Yeah, and my dad always told me that he hated the idea of tipping because it meant that you were the guy, you were the person paying for the waitress or waiter and so forth, and it left the owners off the hook. You know, that's that's the truth.
Yeah. So,
well, thank you very much, and God bless you all.
Thanks, Kevin. God bless.
You know, that story that Jason told about those eggs, you know, I kind of think that you got a lot of person's size price because I try to beef, you know, I sell beef a little lower than I could. You know, I don't need that last dollar, but I said, I'm doing my part to curb road inflation. I said, I know it ain't going to work, but that's what I'm up to. So, no, you should pay my take. You should pay that lady what she asked and then give her more anyway, you know, because I don't know about you, but I think there's a fair amount of people that are trying to fight this system to keep the prices down, and that's a good thing. But she also needs to have that money. We understand that, but that you can go above and beyond.
Right.
That's my take on it. Don't say tithes and offerings. Offerings are above and beyond. So.
Yeah, you can't outgive God, but I have seen, you know, that God's crazy math, you might say, you know, it does work with tithes and offerings, you know, if you'll tithe 10% to where you're getting fed at a church, then you know, God can do more with the 90% than you can do with the 100. You know, we've seen that time and time and time again. And it just is that way. When we realize that, you know, the money that we have is not, it's not that, it's just ours. It's another opportunity for us to see, you know, how we're going to deal with that, whether it's a little or whether it's a lot, whether it's you know, we're short or whether there's an abundance there. It is. It's an opportunity from God to see what we do with his gifts and his blessings. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. Welcome to Coffee.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Brother Rashad. This is Terry from Warrensburg.
Good morning, Terry.
And, I just have some survival tips for people. If you want pure water, all you got to do is buy one of these whistling tea kettles. Put a rubber tube where steam comes out, and that steam condenses into distilled water.
Amen. Terry, I got a real bad connection with you, buddy. We'll have to get in a lot of echo in the background and a lot of noise, but I appreciate the call, and yeah, you know, it is. The steam distiller is good, clean water for sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're seeing there in East Palestine that they there's probably a few of them there that wish they had a little better water source than what they've got right now.
Yeah, that's for sure. That whole deal is just continuing to go on, and then they, you know, the edge. We just had the Secretary of Transportation. I believe that's the position, and. He's going there and he's talking about this and then talking about that and then just stops in the middle of it and says, "Oh, I just lost my train of thought and completely forgot what he was talking about." I mean, it's this administration that's out there. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, they're a laughing stock. And it's just the other thing that I thought was interesting is Idaho legislators just introduced a measure to criminalize COVID vaccines throughout the state. And that was basically the House and Welfare Committee presented a House Bill 154, which was sponsored by Senator Tammy Nichols and Middleton. And it says basically the bill prohibits individuals from providing or administering a vaccine that uses messenger revocable, basically the mRNA technology for use in humans or animals within the state. And, you know, they're just, I mean, they're continuing to pump out information, basically trying to expose how bad these mRNA vaccines are and that they're DNA alternate. And basically, you know, well, that's what they proposed is a bill to criminalize it. So, you know, there's getting to be more and more information out on how dangerous these vaccines are and how what the long-term effects are. And I know that, you know, one of the things that we've noticed is people with heart problems out there. It seems like it's an epidemic. You know, a lot of people that were people that either so the people that are really bad. You know, that's you know, you, it's the question that you got to ask now is, you know, did you get vaccinated? And so many of these people that are having bad heart problems and heart disease and degenerative heart disease and lung problems are people that that have gotten vaccinated. And so it's, you know, we'll see how this whole deal plays out. But, you know, I believe that, you know, you know, the way that they were pushing these vaccines, that was just a weapon of warfare. And a lot of our people, you know, understand the dangers of vaccines and, you know, wanted to stay away from it. There was a lot of people that got, that are our people too, that got, bought it hook, line, and sinker and got sucked in, you know, out of fear. And, you know, like we've said from the beginning, it's, you know, it's something that if you've been guilty of it, you know, you need to repent of it. And, you know, I believe that God can completely heal you and flush that poison out of your system. You know, the truth of the matter is you know, we've got it that, you know, we can drink poison. We've got the truth that we can drink poison and it will not harm us. So, you know, it's one of those continuing to walk in faith deals, but something to be aware of.
I'm kind of opinion that vaccine didn't work near as good as they thought it would, because, you know, we can take poison and not kill us, you know, for some people, but I think they thought it was going to kill a lot more than it did.
I believe so. I believe that as well. I think they're sitting back and they're like, you know, what happened? We expected two-thirds of the population to be dead by now.
Well, that'll make them happy. But, you know, God is a merciful God, and he's had his hand. He looks out for us when we ain't even really looking for it. He is that. He made that covenant with Abraham, and he's still keeping it. You know, he has no right. I mean, he has no reason to really protect us as defiant as we are and lawless as we are as a nation. But he is, you know, he is going to put us in there. I'll be survivors, you know. So Amen. He is a merciful God. You know, and another thing, everybody's so down on the law and the local steeple houses, you know. But I'm telling you, until you know the law, you don't know mercy either. You know, it was a merciful God, you know, well, grace. Yeah, but you know what grace is once you understand what's what and what's law and what isn't. So, you know, they talk about grace, but they don't even know what the grace is, really.
That's right. That's like how they push faith. You know, we hear so much about the faith-only doctrine. But the scripture tells us there in James, you know, what's faith without works? It's dead. And it's that way with like you said, Paul, with grace in the law. We hear so much about God's grace and God's mercy. And what is it grace from? What is it mercy from? You know, it's mercy and grace from His law. From His law. And you're absolutely right. Without understanding that, you can't really understand. That people just don't put that two and two together. And I think that ties back to, Jason, how you started out. That, and you talked about it, Zach, that information pack. It is a collection of material that answers the questions. It does. It answers the questions of who's who in the Bible, of who's who and what's what, and we've got them available. It is, and that is a good thing. It is a good thing to be able to answer questions. You know, when people are, the Bible even says, if you ask, you'll find. If you seek, you'll find. And this information pack does a lot to that. It's a summary of a lifetime of teaching from our pastor and others like E. Raymond Capt, and it does. It is a key to understanding the Scripture. It really is, understanding who we are and why these things are happening. And it, you know, just like the faith and the works, you can't just have the faith without the works. You can't just have the mercy and grace without understanding the law.
Yeah, to anybody out there, if they wanna like be a soldier for the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, buy a few of them. That's soldiering. And buy a few of them, and you know, I mean, everybody's got their little targets that they've been talking to, that, you know, they have their little Bible people that they talk to that they're trying to flip. Hand them one of those packets. There. Go to town. Because when they get done with it and they accept it, they will be a completely different person. So, you know, that's definitely some good soldiering to do, to buy some of them and hand them out.
Amen. Well, men, once again, we're about out of time. Thank everybody. Thank you guys for joining us and for the comments and the encouragement that I know it's been to the remnant that's out there. And remnant, we thank you for tuning in. And we do want to invite you to church with us tomorrow. And you can join us at scriptures4america.org starting at 8:30 a.m. Mountain, 9:30 Central, 10:30 Eastern, and 7:30 on the West Coast. And we'll have a little scriptural insight. We'll have a timeless pulpit truth and a new message for you as well, and give you the opportunity to partake of communion. And so we hope that you'll do that, that you'll join us there. And again, men, God bless, and we'll see you at church tomorrow.
Rolling, 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 stay high.
Ha! Ha!
Keep rolling, 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 though this country's stolen, keep on rolling over, stay high. Fast and free together, make them health and forever, knowing the King is by our side. Those old stakes are clever, but Jesus is forever. God's waiting at the end of our ride.
Move them out, head them off, move them out, move them out, head them off, stake high.
Ride them out, ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out, ride them more,
stake high.
They're disapproving, keep on moving over, snake high. Don't try to understand them, just curse and stomp and strand them. Soon we'll be tanning their snake hides. My heart's calculating, our King will be waiting, be waiting at the end of our ride.
Ride them more, ride them more, ride them out, ride them out,
ride them more, snake high.
disapproving. Keep on moving over, snake hide. Don't try to understand.